Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, the last time that we were here together, we were talking to Dr. Patrick Porter. We were talking about all these mindset changes, the shifts, all these amazing things you can do with your brain. Today, we're going to talk about how your brain can make you some money.
Love that. We all need to make more money in this economy, right?
In any economy, I think. You know, I've heard a term, more money, more problems. Have you experienced that yet?
I'm waiting for the day.
Yeah, we got to keep going. That's the point we're trying to reach.
You know, that's a really good point because, as you know or may have heard, that all of the wealthiest people in the world set up ways to spread out their wealth so their children doesn't have the problem of excessive money. Have you heard that?
I have heard that, yes. And I think that that's incredible. And I want to change the whole phrase from more money, more problems. I want to change it to more money, more solutions. Does that sound better?
That's perfect because, you know, money can really make a huge difference in the world if it's placed in appropriate ways to make differences.
Absolutely. We always want to focus on, obviously, we're talking about income, right? You have to have streams of revenue coming in. Then we're also going to talk about investment once we've got revenue streams in place. And then we want to really talk about what we're doing with our lives when we have money, right? It's really a driving force.
Exactly. And to tag on to what Dr. Porter said in our last podcast, he talked about, dementia and how the plaque in the brain really drives that, or at least the testing they've done on rats drive that to have the brain not work properly and not remember. And I just read last week where the Microsoft people are setting up a foundation for Alzheimer's because his dad has it, and I'm sure he has fear around getting it himself.
Oh, totally makes sense. Yeah, so there's a perfect example of how having more money can create more solutions. You're putting more tremendous minds to work on fixing a very difficult problem. And guess what? Eventually, there will be some solutions in place.
Exactly. Well, that is just so powerful that someone who has that level of money, I think he's, Amazon just took over the top wealth of the country, just under the Gates, Bill Gates and his wife. And it's amazing that, you know, they were smart enough to put money behind something for research that affects so many people and will eventually help him too.
Yes, absolutely. And Cindy, this leads me to a part of the week that I love, which is the word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
Our word of the week is wealth, because Sally Domingo Laughlin is all about women wealth mastery. So that's the perfect word for us to have. A great quantity of store of money, valuable possessions, property, or other riches, the wealth of a city is one explanation of that noun wealth. Also, an abundance or profusion of anything, plentiful amount, a wealth of imagery, imagining buckets of money, right?
Well, yeah, the most beautiful thing about wealth is that it includes many different things. It isn't just money. Today, we're going to be talking about money, but I want to remind everyone that's listening today, if you're listening, remember, wealth is in many, many forms in your life. Definitely take a moment to acknowledge the wealth that you have in your life and feel how wonderful it is to experience it when you really show some gratitude towards it.
Such a good point, because wealth really has to do with all things in life, you know, a wealth of love with Valentine's Day, most recently, and who couldn't use extra love right now?
Seriously, you know what? That's an amazing part of your life. And it seems that, you know, when you're sometimes focusing on one part, some parts might lag behind a little bit, but you know what? You give them a little attention and guess what? They come right up, right? Whether it's money or finances, love in your life, relationships, give it a little attention, see what kind of magic you can create.
Well, and actually money can't buy love. So you really have to, you know, work on creating all the abundance in every area, not just in, you know, in the finance area, but it just, I think, makes you able to buy bigger toys for the one you love.
That's certainly one thing. Certainly helps with gift giving. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, I know Sally is amazing, and I know that she is going to share with all of us how to do a better job in our lives with not just with money, but in life in general and how it relates to how we're spending our money. I'm really excited to hear her tips and tactics on how everybody can have a better life in the way that they view money and the way that they analyze what they have.
Especially if you find yourself in a position where you're struggling, you know, you've had a downturn in your own personal finances, or maybe you've had a tremendous life event. And we know that makes a huge difference, right? Getting married, getting divorced, having a child, any of those things can really change your financial outlook and situation. And it requires a lot more energy input, a lot more great ideas, and sometimes a lot of creativity to really move to the next level.
Well, and I think part of us, many of us do not look forward to see what some of the possibilities might be that we should be saving for, because nobody is exempt from things that are happening in our life and our world. And, you know, illness is one of the big things now with an aging population. And so we all need to take a look at how we can maybe prepare for our future so that we can care for our loved ones if that be something that we need to be preparing for.
As well as enjoying a lifestyle that is similar to the one that you enjoyed at, say, the best points of your life when you were younger. You know, and some, probably a lot of you are listening today, super young, that seems very far off, but it gets there quicker than you can imagine. I can tell you that from personal experience.
It does. And, you know, sometimes you don't have to wait for people to age to have issues come up in your life, because all kinds of things can happen. And I was reading the other day where a woman, you know, lost a young daughter. And, you know, she said, "You never expect it to happen to you."
Yes, that's very true. I've experienced that, not the loss of a daughter, but not expecting the unexpected, basically. And when things arise, you just never know how they're going to affect you and your family until they happen. But if you start with some great planning, you can actually envision solutions before the problems ever arise. And that's one of the beautiful things about pre-planning your finances.
Exactly. And then the great news is, if you don't have any of those tragedies that happen in your life or illness, then you've got some extra cash to do whatever you choose to. You can either be, you know, big on philanthropy, or you can buy that thing that, you know, maybe guys over 40 want to get, that big car or big truck or the big Jeep or something.
Let's not talk about middle-age crisis right now. Okay. Let's skip that one. Just kidding. You know, I'd like to take a moment also to talk a little bit about coaching. In the coaching realm, when you're talking about planning, you know, when we talk about different situations arising in your financial life, the same thing happens when you're speaking, when you're giving a keynote. Number one, you're showing up to a place. Sometimes you don't know where you're speaking, what the environment's like. Even with all the research you should be doing ahead of time, sometimes the audience members may or may not be exactly who you thought they were. There's so many different things that you have to be ready for. And the preparation of that, the planning of that, knowing how you're going to show up, how you're going to interact with people, the more that you work on those items before you ever step in the arena, before you ever get to the stage, not only does it help you in being ready for anything, but it, again, brings a stress level way down. You can feel significantly more confident the second that you take the stage. Actually, the second you even get off the airplane and arrive in the city, it's the same thing that's going to happen in personal finance. You never know really what the future is going to hold. You can only make guesses and make assumptions, but the more that you plan for it, the more confident you're going to feel the better you are to adapt and to deal with stressful situations. And honestly, the more fun you're going to have as well, because you can focus on life rather than on dollar signs.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing is that we all need to learn to use that frontal cortex that we heard about last podcast and be able to, you know, turn on a dime and be able to handle the crises in front of us and just lead the way for what needs to happen.
And we're going to learn a lot more about that very soon from Sally Domingo Laughlin. She is a fantastic money mastery guru. She is the CEO of Women Wealth Mastery at womenwealthmastery.com. She's got an incredible new book called Finding Your Treasure. It's a woman's guide to money and getting ahead in a man's financial world. Cindy, does that sound familiar to you? I know you've done a lot of that, getting ahead in a man's financial world as a woman.
Well, you know, and I had to fight for every single raise I ever got working in middle management with all men and a male boss. And so I'm all over that. And I could have used that book a long time ago for Sally. I just had to refuse to go to the next place they wanted me to go until they paid me what I felt I was worth.
Well, you know what? I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of shared experiences there and a lot of shared victories as well when you guys start talking back and forth.
Well, I can't wait. Sally's a wealth of knowledge about wealth, and so we'll be able to share that with our listeners, so hopefully we can help them prepare for their futures.
Absolutely. So just stick around for a few minutes. You're going to hear a couple words from our sponsors, and then we're going to come right back with Sally Domingo Laughlin from womenwealthmastery.com. Please stay with us on the Imagine More Success podcast.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a three-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming three-day epic event experience. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Today, we've got Sally Domingo Laughlin, who is with us. She's got a tremendous resume. Not only is she an international speaker, she's a best-selling author and women's money expert. She's also the managing director of Sacramento for the eWomen Network. We've heard you've got an amazing event coming up as well. Sally, we want to go ahead and bring you right in. So welcome to the show. It's glad to have you here.
Thanks. Thanks for having me here. This is a really great show.
Thank you.
So glad that you could join us on your birthday. Happy birthday, Sally.
So it's going to be birthday cake and podcasting all together. Who would have guessed?
I got it all.
Hey, we're doing everything today that we can. So Sally, you've done some amazing work with a lot of clients. Talk to us a little bit about one of your most important clients and how you made a huge change in her life.
You know, I'm really proud of one of my clients in particular, Diane. When I met her, she had a lot of anxiety around money. Really, she shouldn't have. She was a solid business owner, owned an insurance company, had two daughters, one in high school, one in college, and a good marriage. But she really was fearful that after having almost lost their house during the Great Recession a few years ago, when her husband was unemployed for a couple of years, she had this gnawing fear that it would happen, that something would happen and they would just lose everything. And so I started working with her on, first of all, cash flow, looking at the fact that she was using, you know, spending a lot of her money on things like, you know, taking her daughter out for massages and manicures. And, you know, we really looked at her cash flow. We found the leaks. We were able to redirect a lot of money that was going out and put it into positive cash flow and savings. And she started feeling secure about that. We decided to make a change in her business. She hired an assistant to take on a lot of her workload so that she could be out there getting new clients and building her business.
Perfect.
And what happened, within just a few weeks, she called me and she said, "I have to tell you that I was scheduled for surgery tomorrow. I've had severe abdominal pain for several months and they didn't know why. And they might have even done a hysterectomy.
Wow.
I called them today and I told them that all the pain is gone. Stopped."
What an amazing story.
Yeah. And, you know, today her business is thriving. She has two daughters in college. And her marriage is so much happier than it was because she feels secure. She has her money going in the right direction. She feels good about what she does for a living. And she feels like she can really support her family and support herself at the same time.
Well, and with that assistant, she must have bought herself a lot of extra time, not only to go find new clients, but also to have a little extra time with her family.
Yeah, and that's a big thing that I work with my clients on, because the thing is, you are your biggest asset.
Yes.
People don't realize that. They drain themselves and, you know, reach for the money and think money is going to solve all their problems, and money doesn't solve all your problems. It gives you a lot of options. It gives you a lot more options. But you have to take care of yourself first.
Absolutely.
I found that with all of my clients is that self-care is last on the list, and it really should be first. Don't you agree, Sally?
Absolutely. You have to fill your own cup to overflowing. And women have a hard time doing that. Men are much better at it. They just get up and they know what they're supposed to do and they do it. And then at the end of the day, they feel good about it. Generally, women feel that they have to serve everyone. They serve their work. They serve their families, and then they serve their communities. And they derive their self-worth from what they give others instead of finding their own self-worth and then having more to give at the end of the day.
Or to even feel like they're allowed to relax and have some own, their own time to do some self-care.
Yeah, it's really all about giving yourself permission. And you know, that's the piece that so many women are missing around their money. They don't give themselves permission to love their own money and to embrace what they make as being theirs to the point where they can actually save it and invest it. They think they have to give it away.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. What's the main shift that you find? Or what's the main change that has to happen in order for a woman to make that shift?
Well, you know, the first thing is she has to find her self-confidence. She has to realize that this life is hers and you only have one. And the more she invests in herself, the happier she's going to be. The second is to get educated. Most women aren't educated about money. In fact, a lot of men aren't educated around money. They're good at handing the financial planner or the investment advisor their money and saying, "Here, do it." Women don't get that far because they don't know enough about investments to be able to trust someone. So the education part is really important. And then the third is to be able to look at your life and your financial plan as one and craft your financial future to match what you want your life to look like, where you want to be, what you want to be doing.
So, Sally, I'm sure you have wonderful tips and tactics to share for our listeners to be able to do a better job in their own finances.
I do. In fact, I hope I'm going to get to talk about my book a little bit today.
Well, tell us about it right now.
I would love to.
Yeah, please do.
I have poured a lifetime of wisdom and knowledge about life and money into this book, and it's called Finding Your Treasure, A Woman's Guide to Money and Getting Ahead in a Man's Financial World. The reason I named it that is that from the beginning of time, civilized time, men have run the banks. Men have run the politics. They've had the money. And women have always taken a back seat to men because they don't feel an affiliation with money. So the opening tip, this book is full of just beautiful tips and wisdom, anecdotes, and quotes to help women feel more at home with their money and give them a little bit of education around it. The first tip in my book is money has always been a man's world. What if banks were pink and fuzzy? What if women?
Hey.
What if women ran the financial world?
We'd have a lot more women CEOs. That's for sure.
Yeah, and it's really about just feeling like you're connected to it, and there are a lot of ways to do that.
You know, I've heard that so many times, and I will say primarily for women, people who say they just don't feel connected to money. And I'm never surprised by that because honestly, I haven't always felt really connected to money either. There are people, but I have certainly met people. Cindy, do you agree with this? You've met people, they're connected to money. It's like a part of who they are, what they do. It's just inherent in their nature. There's something about them where they're very in tune with it. But then there's other people, regardless of their level of financial success, they just say they don't feel connected to money, which I think is.
I think people are connected to credit cards.
There's a lot of that. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think a lot of it stems back from our childhood. A lot of it is from our religious upbringing. A lot of religions teach us that money is evil, that people with a lot of money are bad. And so people grow up with the six-year-old mentality that they keep the rest of their lives. That isn't for me. I need to give it away because it'll make me a bad person.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely see that. I can definitely see a lot of people having those same feelings.
Yeah, so it's really important if you're going to turn your whole mindset around with money is to really think back about when you were a kid and how you were raised, how your parents functioned with money, and if they empowered you or disempowered you around money. For me, it was a big deal when I was 9 years old and we were on a camping trip and my dad handed me a $20 bill to go buy some piece of gum or something that I wanted at a counter. Now, this was 1970. A $20 bill was like a $100 bill today. And this moment freeze framed in my mind forever because all I could think was, oh, Mom would never give me a $20 bill. Me with this. Oh my. But it empowered me. That was the one little piece in my childhood that got me started. And I never had a problem with money. I always made it. I invested it. I saved it. And I was never held back around it. And I think it's because my dad really empowered me around that.
Wow, that's a tremendous story. That's funny that it's actually not funny, right? It's so common to hear that there's something that happens in early childhood that just sets you up for years of success because of a thought pattern that you develop in your youth. And that's an amazing story.
So Thomas, do you have a money story as a child?
I have to think back on that. Nothing's coming to mind right now. I don't know if that's possible. Well, what about you?
While you're thinking, I was always the top sales in Girl Scout cookies. And I learned that, you know, money came easily if you just went out and asked and worked. And so, you know, I got a lawnmower when I was 12. I borrowed $25 and bought a lawnmower. I contracted a landowner who had 12 lawns to mow.
Oh, my gosh.
At 12. And so then at 14, I lied about my age and went to work at the college because they had cute guys there.
Well, that's not a point of leverage. I don't know what is.
I know, huh? And so I always had money when I was young, and it just didn't seem like it was hard to get. But I do remember I was a waitress in college, and when I got a $5 tip, I thought I was really something. You know, it was a lot of money back then, as yeah. Sally said.
Cindy, you are an empowered woman.
You know, I just saw it and went after it, you know?
Wow.
That's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm, and had fun while I was doing that. So, Sally, I'll bet your book is loaded with tips. Can you share how people can get a copy and how many you have that you're able to give away?
Yes. I am giving some away today. I'm going to give away 20 copies of my book. The first 20 people who email me, you can email me at Sally@womenwealthmastery.com.
That's fantastic, Sally. Hang on just a moment. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. Please stay tuned. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated? And with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish. When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we've always heard that old saying, this is a man's world. But I tell you know what? Women are coming up in the world of finance, aren't they?
I think that women are showing their selves in many places in the world. We've got a lot more politicians, and we just need to get a few more CEOs. I think we're still stuck in single-digit percentage for female CEOs. And I mean, I know a lot of bright women that can handle those positions. And we have one as a guest today with Sally Domingo Laughlin.
Absolutely. You know what? I think that's a great thing in general to see that. It's not exactly a changing of the guard necessarily to have that happen. I just think that there's a more diverse perspective. And anytime you can add diversity to the perspectives that are at hand, you're going to get significantly better results. There's just an amazing level of power and growth that happens with that.
Well, and when you can brainstorm with people that are different, I believe that's when the creativity happens. If you're brainstorming with people that are just like you, you're not going to get the same creative results that you could if you have a room full of people that are diverse. And I don't understand why businesses and, well, politicians too, don't get that, because they're all pretty smart people. And so I don't understand why they don't understand diversity. I mean, look at America, the most diverse land in the world.
Well, if you want to learn more about that, about finding a diverse perspective and increasing your financial acuity, you want to check out her new book, Finding Your Treasure, A Woman's Guide to Money and Getting Ahead in a Man's Financial World. Email Sally at Sally@womenwealthmastery.com. Sally, we want to go and bring you back in. Thank you for joining us again. You've got some tremendous insights.
I have a whole lot of great quotes and tips that I've just been dying to share for the longest time. You know, for for one thing, more, you know, you guys were talking about us needing more women CEOs. Well, women, more women are graduating college right now than men. And more women are starting their own businesses than men. So women are making the money. They're starting to break through that glass ceiling. And my mission is to help them not just make the money and then give it away, because that's what women like to do, but make it and grow it and intelligently grow it so that you have lots more. I would like to see a whole lot of women out there who have the money Bill Gates does and the heart that he has to really spend, have the money to spend. You know, what women miss is the more you have, the more people you can serve.
Would that change our world, Sally? If we had women in Bill Gates' financial arena, what a world we would have then.
Yeah. Yeah, the givers, but let the givers have a full pocketbook.
It's a beautiful sentiment, and I agree with it 100%. Talk to me a little bit about how you integrate a personal life goal with finances. What does that look like?
Think about if you could be anywhere and do anything in 10 years. And money wasn't an object, and you had millions of dollars, and it was raining money. Think about where you'd actually be. What would you be doing? And most of the women that I've worked with say the same thing. When it really comes down to it, and they really think hard, they will be somewhere else. They want to be on an island. Or, you know, in a tropical place or on the ocean with peace and no one around them. They want solitude. And that's the opposite of what they're doing to themselves.
I think a lot of people would say the same thing.
Yeah. And the way you're going to get there is not by spending your money on a big mortgage and strapping yourself and avoiding saving and avoiding investing. The way you're going to get there is by strategically saving for that beach house, saving for that trip that gets you there, and then learning about how to really grow your money so that instead of buying new TVs and new electronics and giving your money to your kids, you're putting it in investment where it grows. And it turns into what you want to do and where you want to be. And if it means being able to let go of a corporate job or being able to just take more time off in 10 years, your money is what will allow you to do that. So you need to make that connection. And I think the first thing to do is to draw the picture. Just draw it out, what you really want out of life.
Do you find, Sally, that a lot of people do not have a working budget or a current budget? They make one and they think that's their lifelong plan? Because I've seen that not only with budgets, but also with business plans.
I don't like to call it a budget. I like to call it a cash flow. You have to know your cash flow. You have to know what's coming in, what's going out, and then be able to catch the rest, because with the rest is savings. So. And you know, I fault some of the media gurus that are out there telling people they have to pay off all their debt first. Well, paying off your high interest debt is important, but when people are busy trying to pay off their debt, they're not saving. So when an emergency happens or a life event and they don't have the savings, they have to resort to incurring more debt. So it's better to pay off some of the debt while you're saving at the same time, so that if something happens and you need the money, you've got it. Does that make sense?
Well, don't you find that also Absolutely. Teaches people to save while they're learning how to pay off their debt? Because if you just pay off debt, they're not really learning that saving's important also.
You've got to pay yourself first, always. And the best way to do that, one of my tips in this book, is set up an automatic debit every month. So you're scooping off top, the 5%, it doesn't matter how much money or how little money you make. And people who don't make a lot of money make the mistake of thinking they'll never get ahead and giving up. When if you simply saved 5% of everything you made and you never saw it, and this is why 401ks work for people, particularly young people, you never see it, it goes away. But it goes somewhere where it's growing and it'll be there for you.
Absolutely. I have never understood why people don't maximize their 401, especially when there's a match. It's free money.
Yeah, well, it depends on your situation. Younger people definitely should take advantage of the match. As people get a little older, the 401k isn't always the best option because it's an IOU to the government for all the taxes you're not paying right now.
Yes.
Very true.
Higher, that can come back to haunt you. And also, you know, I like to say that really the biggest mistake Americans make is they tend to put all their money in only two places. They put it in their mortgage and they put it in their 401k. And they aren't aware that there's 1,000 other places that they could be putting their money. So really the biggest tip that I can give anyone that's in my book, there's a whole page devoted to it. Diversify. Put your money in a lot of different baskets. And that's the way you hedge against risk. And that's the way you keep yourself afloat no matter what.
And the perfect thing for you to say is don't put all your eggs in one basket, right?
Right. I can tell you that that's absolutely true because when I go out there and I gather the eggs in the morning, sometimes, and my husband does the same thing, we'll throw eggs in the pocket of our coat and then we'll forget they're there and we'll go and uh-oh, lean against a railing and you hear this crack. You got a pocket full of goo, and if you just put a couple eggs in your other pocket, you'd still have some good ones left.
Well, and most recently, you can think of that in terms of the stock market.
Absolutely.
It took a dive recently.
People are afraid to invest in the stock market, and that's just silly, because the stock market is the best long-term investment you can make. It's always up. Just don't have a short timeline and don't put everything exactly in one place. If you've got things spread around in stocks and bonds and mutual funds, even when the stock market takes a dive, for instance, for one thing, don't ever be investing in, something less than 2 years. You have
right
to do it right. And if it's the right things, you're okay.
Sally, I know you want to share a very important event that's coming up. So do you want to give us some details about how people can find out?
Yes, absolutely. My other hat that I wear is I'm managing director of eWomen Network here in Sacramento, and we're putting on a big summit, the Rise Summit, with Sandra Yancey. You might be familiar with her. She was just on the Doctor's TV show. She's a multimillionaire women's advocate. She will be here in Roseville on April 26th. And we're expecting 100 attendees and many exhibitors. If you'd like to get more information about that, you can go to the eWomen Network website, www.ewomennetwork.com, and get your tickets right now. I'm hosting it, so I'll be there.
You'll be there. You'll be very busy. You'll be in touch with everybody.
Yeah.
Well, this is an event that you really want to attend because anyone who knows Sandra Yancey knows that this woman is filled with golden nuggets of knowledge for everyone, and she will be delivering a keynote that you'll be able to learn volumes from her. And her goal for herself and her company is helping 1 million women make $1 million in sales. So be sure to check it out and be sure to sign up for Sally's book. And anyone over the 20 will get an e-version, correct, Sally?
Yeah, you can get my e-book, 6 Tips for Wealthy Women Who Want to Be Wealthy. So it's a great book by itself.
Beautiful. Check Sally out at womenwealthmastery.com. Again, that's womenwealthmastery.com. Sally, some really important tips for us today. Really looking forward to checking out your book as well. I can just imagine what fantastic work you've done here.
Thanks, Thomas. And it's good for men, too. You can buy it. It's got absolutely all the it has Warren Buffett in it and Will Rogers and a whole lot of other men.
Very cool. Hey, we look forward to it. Sally, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, check her out at womenwealthmastery.com. Please stay tuned with us just a couple more minutes. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back on the Imagine More Success podcast.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hyde. Cindy, we just heard from Sally Domingo Laughlin, and she was telling us about how women can be empowered and how they can grow their finances and create a beautiful financial future. How good does it feel to even learn about that, to even hear about that?
Well, I can't wait to see her book, because almost every business owner or woman that I work with struggles with money, as Sally educated us today. And I think those tips and things that she's got in there would be just such a wealth of knowledge for people.
Absolutely. I've seen that with the women in my own life, in my own family, just tremendous hearts. And they always are focused on helping other people, making sure that other people are okay. And it's really difficult sometimes for them to take that moment and to make that decision to really take care of themselves.
Well, and I think that we women get so busy doing everything for everyone that we don't have time to even think about our finances or how to manage them. So having a wealth coach like Sally is going to make such a huge difference for women who really need that coaching.
I agree. And you know what? I want to put a charge out there to the guys. If you're in a relationship, if you're married, make sure that you are putting forth some effort into taking care the woman in your life too, because she puts a tremendous amount of effort into taking care of you, even though you don't necessarily recognize all the million things that she's doing. She's doing a lot, and you need to put back that effort as well, because it will only be good for both of you in the long run.
Bless you, Thomas. I think you're such a contemporary guy. The women out there are all applauding you today.
Hey, it's really important. You know, I saw that very early age from my mom, my dad. They really took excellent care of each other. And it made for a very happy household, I can tell you that.
Well, that's wonderful, because with the 50% divorce rate, I think a lot of people could use some education on this point, because I wish I would have asked Sally if finance was one of the top reasons for divorce.
I would have to imagine that it is. I know I've heard that a few times. And yes, I mean, if you want to talk about a major stressor in your life, for whatever reasons it is, money, no matter how much people have, they have a tendency to have some stress around it.
Well, and people are probably living beyond their means, whether they want to or not. And sometimes we just need to do a self-check. And I would recommend folks pick up a copy of Sally's book or her ebook and get some wonderful tips on how you can have a better life and get your money under control.
Yeah, get your life under control for sure, as well as your money. And that takes me to a quote from your book, Insights from an Intuitive by Cindy Hendricks. Contemplate daily what will move you forward, and then work it. That daily is a big word in there.
Yes. I think we all struggle with the daily part. We just get, I don't know about you, Thomas, but I just get caught up in what I want to accomplish. And I know we've had conversations around this, and sometimes I just close my eyes and jump in, and then I lose sight of what I wanted to get done when I'm working on what I had set out to get done. And so sometimes we just have to really look at our daily plan a little closer.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's a huge, that is of huge benefit when it comes to finances as well. When Sally was talking about setting your own personal goal outside of finances so that your finances can integrate with that personal goal, I think that that's super important, because once you have that big picture and you really know why you're doing what you're doing, the daily tasks, the daily focus has a tendency to come significantly more, to come easier. You can do it easier. Exactly. You can figure out what you want to do easier.
Exactly. And that leads me right into Sally's quote from the Dalai Lama. We spend our health to gain our wealth, and then we turn around and spend our wealth to regain our health. Now that's one to contemplate, isn't it?
It is. It is. It takes a lot of money to remain healthy and stress-free unless you're not spending a lot of your health to make a lot of wealth.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic quote, especially with what we've discussed today, because, you know, it's kind of like Dr. Porter and the heart-brain connection, you know, the wealth-life connection. In Sally's case, with what we talked about, is almost on the same lines, because if your wealth isn't in place, then your life is going to be out of balance, and vice versa.
Absolutely. There definitely has to be some real balance there. And the other thing that I think makes a huge difference in the empowerment that Sally talked about was the education part coupled with confidence. And you know, I forget that too, that until you start to gain some understanding of whatever it is that you're doing, and you gain some knowledge, it's very difficult to make or to take action, because the confidence isn't there. You need a little bit of knowledge at least to get some confidence, and then the confidence feeds back into knowledge and action, and it's definitely like a feeding cycle. Like one follows the other, and then it's self-perpetuating once you get going. But you have to add in those first components: throw in a little bit of knowledge, throw in a little bit of confidence, and throw in a little bit of action first.
Well, I think the big factor here is the fear factor, because when people don't understand finance or money, then fear sometimes can just be so overwhelming that it blocks even listening or learning or any of it. So I think people are very wise to start learning about money and finance, because anybody who's bought a house before, you know, those 100 pages of documents you have to get through to get the house with your mortgage papers is just totally overwhelming.
You know what's funny? That is one of those points in my life. You talk about a learning moment. When I sat down to sign the paperwork to buy my house, I remember thinking, I don't know enough about finances in general, because I don't know why there would be literally that many pieces of paper to sign for this home. And that was really eye-opening. Like, if you want to talk about a visual, physical representation of what you don't know, signing the paperwork to buy a home is just that.
Well, what was kind of weird was I was scanning every page when we bought our house. And the woman said to me, well, you know, nobody reads all that. And I said, well,
right.
They need to read it, because they're signing it. And if it's something that isn't right, then you need to not sign it. Because I mean, you know, if you don't know and trust your lender, then, you know, who knows what you're signing?
Very true. And you know what? That's really funny you say. I was the same way. I signed these first few pages and I was looking at everything. It was taking forever, and I'm sure they were ready to get out of there. And they said the same thing. They said, no one reads all these pages. And I was like, oh my gosh, well, someone's reading them. I mean, you know, someone took the time to write them, and they're a binding contract. So someone has read them and knows about them. But yeah, that's the prime example. But you know what? The funny thing is, that's a physical example that you see. But how many different things do we engage in every single day that there's no physical representation of how in-depth it is and how important it is to actually know about it?
Exactly. Well, with that said, I would love to share the angel card I pulled today. And I love this one because it's so beautiful. And it's the Four of Fire, and it says contentment, peace, and abundance, a happy home life, the successful completion of a project. And that just kind of sums up a lot of what Sally said today, you know, contentment, peace, and abundance. I love that. So that's what you can get if you listen to Sally's words of wisdom. And then before we end today, I also want to put a shout out to the eWomen Network Summit with Sandra Yancey that Sally is hosting in Roseville in April. So I would love if you would just connect on eWomenNetwork.com and learn about the event, because the words of wisdom that you're going to walk away with are going to be phenomenal. Sally and I will both be there, so hope to see many of you listeners come join us.
Yes, Sandra Yancey is the founder and leader of the eWomen Network. Of course, she has tremendous insight. Her entire organization of eWomen Network has an amazing track record for propelling women forward in their businesses. She's got tremendous insight. She's very inspirational. If you're headed out to that event, you're going to have a fantastic time. You're going to meet incredible women from all over the country who are going to be there interacting, learning, and networking. And it's a fantastic opportunity to meet some really excellent people.
And if you want a sneak preview, we have monthly meetings the fourth Thursday. If you want more information, again, go to the website, eWomenNetwork.com, and you can meet Sally personally before the event.
And you said that's in Roseville, California, right?
It is, at the new Etteres, right off of Eureka.
Lovely. We look forward to that. And something else that we've got coming up next week, we've got our next guest. We've got Desiree Aragon-Nielsen. She's an author, speaker, and spiritual life advisor out of Northern California, former corporate executive, is working as a leadership trainer and organizational consultant and senior level executive. She's bringing some really beautiful, positive light into people's lives now. You know, it's not just about dollars and cents anymore for her. It's not about widgets. She's made a huge change, and she's got some really fantastic work to talk about.
She's an amazing woman, and I can't wait to get her on the show to hear her words of wisdom to share with our listeners.
Yeah, so next week, stay tuned for her. That's Desiree Aragon-Nielsen. This week, again, we want to thank Sally Domingo Laughlin. Thank you for coming on today. You were fantastic. We're looking forward to hearing more about the event with the eWomen Network in Roseville, California in April. And Cindy, I know you've got a big week ahead of you. What do you have planned?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many exciting projects this weekend. In fact, I'm going to be working on many of them. BusinessPerformanceSpecialist.com can give you a business tip every week. And Thomas, I love how you analyzed my first one.
Oh, listen, it's fantastic. If you want to learn more about yourself and your business and you want to move forward, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. It's a fantastic place to get tips from Cindy. Please stay tuned. Come back and listen to us next time on the Imagine More Success podcast.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this: you can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.